May we be helped to commence our worship of God this evening by singing together hymn 698. Hymn 698, June Dismissal, 671. It is a well-known hymn, but may we not read over the words. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the church's living head, but is still a total stranger to his precious name and blood? Thou art on the brink of danger. Can self face a holy God? Think and tremble. Death is now upon the road. Hymn 698, 698. June Dismissal, 671.
Let him May we be helped to read this evening two psalms, Psalm 67 and 68. The book of the Psalms, Psalm 67 and 68. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah, let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them rejoice. Let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it for ever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregation, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah, and their council, the princes of Zebulun, and their princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. We leave the reading there, friends. May the dear Lord bless the reading of his own word to us each and help us in prayer. O Lord, once more we come before thee. Lord, we do pray now that thou wouldst give us a sweet come unto me, that thou wouldst give to us that whereby we might come and rest upon thee at the throne of grace. Thou knowest each of our hearts as we have come into the sanctuary. Thou knowest where we are in the path. Thou knowest, dear Lord, if we are in the narrow way. Thou knowest if we have put ourselves or thou hast done it for us. O Lord, we do beg then that thou wouldst give us, as we meet from time to time in the sanctuaries, we pray that thou wouldst give us those sweet confirmations that thou hast placed our feet in the narrow way and not, dear Lord, left us in the broad way which leadeth unto destruction. Oh, we do pray for this gracious work to be going on in each one of us. Lord, we would see none missing. We would see none left out. But our earnest prayer is, dear Lord, that thou wouldst gather thy people in. Bring them to that sweet knowledge of thyself. Bring them into the pathway of life. Lord, we understand a little more and more as time goes on, thou didst say, I am the way. How the people try to find another way. How our own hearts tries to find another way. But we come back to that truth, dear Lord, I am the way, the truth and the life. And so as we come this evening, might we each, oh that it might be, Lord, each one of us quickened into divine heavenly life, quickened by thy Spirit, live a life of prayer and faith. Lord, if there are any that have come into this sanctuary this evening, or if any are listening that don't know thee not, we do beg that this evening might be the time when thou wilt work. Oh, we do pray, dear Lord, earnestly for thy Spirit to come in amongst us and pull down those things that are wrong. Pull down the strongholds of Satan and build up those things that are right, those things that are of thee. Lord, we do beg that each one of us might not be deceived, and that we might not deceive others, we might not deceive ourselves. But Lord, we do pray that that real, clear work of thine might be seen and known in our hearts. Although from time to time we cannot see the marks of grace ourselves, we cannot see what the Lord is doing, but we do pray, Lord, that thou wouldst give to us each sweet tokens of thy heavenly grace. Oh, we do pray for this corner of thy vineyard. Lord, it has been honoured over many years. Many that have come in and out of these doors are now with thee around the throne. They sing, "The worthy is the Lamb to everlasting." And we do pray, dear Lord, that there still might be more. There still will be those yet to come, yet unborn, if thou dost spare the earth, will pass through these doors and through the doors of many of our chapels on their way to glory, heirs of that inheritance laid up in store for the people of God. Oh, we do pray for that real work, dear Lord. If it is not thy work, we pray that it might be taken from us. If it is not thy work, that it might be laid down. Lord, we do beg that anything that is false in us, anything, dear Lord, that is of a false hope, we pray that it might be taken away, and that thou wouldst give us that which is real, that which is lasting, that which is solid. Oh, we do pray for these things, dear Lord, for each one of us. For the flesh and the spirit war against each other. And Lord, it is hard work in a believer's heart. For truly the spirit is willing, but the flesh is so weak. So we come to thee once more, dear Lord, pleading that thou wilt help us all. Help us to look to thee in every aspect of our lives. And do, dear Lord, help thy servants as they come in and out of this corner of thy vineyard. Help them and strengthen them. And Lord, may the word of God pour out through their hearts and through their mouths. Use them, Lord, as the very pipe through which the golden oil from heaven flows to poor dying sinners. Oh, we do pray. And we thank thee that thou hast truly, dear Lord, still allowed man to preach the everlasting gospel. Poor sinners raised up to speak forth the words of our God. We do thank thee for this, dear Lord, but we do pray for signs following. Signs following the preaching of the word. We do pray, dear Lord, that sinners might be brought to themselves. Sinners might be brought to thee. Oh, Lord, do it for us in this day and generation. Build up these causes of truth once again, we do pray. With those that are panting after thee. With those that are longing to see thee. Longing to know thee. For those, dear Lord, who are seeking an escape from themselves. Oh, we do pray that thou wouldst help them. We know there is only one way out, and that is through a precious Christ. Do help those that have trouble in their lives and hearts. Do help those who are perplexed or in confusion. Lord, help them and be with them. May thy Spirit dwell in this place. May thy Spirit dwell in our hearts. We do pray for dear Ray, the deacon here. Do remember him and help him, Lord, in all his labours of love concerning this cause, and all those things that come upon him that cause a burden. We pray that thou wouldst give him strength equal to his day, that he might be strengthened in these things, dear Lord. And oh, we do pray that thou wouldst help Bernard as he goes forth ministering. Oh, we do remember him, dear Lord, in all his travels. Be with him in his affliction. Be with him in his weaknesses, dear Lord, and do help him to proclaim the glorious name of Jesus from the housetops. Oh, we do pray where he is today, remember him, Lord, and if he is preaching this evening, help him. Or if not, Lord, may he have returned home in peace and safety. And we do pray for all thy servants, those that are standing now. Be with them, Lord, and help them. Oh, we do pray that thou would strengthen the vessel and make thy word powerful through them. Dear Lord, we do pray for this, that there might be a melting of the heart, there might be a bringing down of the sinner's pride, there might be that humility, there might be those sitting at the feet of Jesus. Lord, we do pray then that thou wouldst come. And we especially pray for our land and nation and the nations of the earth. Lord, help us to know how to pray. Help us to know what thy will is in these matters. Lord, for we know not where or when thou wilt work in our land. But we do pray that we might be submissive to thy will in all these things. Lord, if we have a rebellious heart, as we've just read, the rebellious dwell in a dry land. And Lord, how dry sometimes our land is when we have that rebellion against thee and thy ways. And so we do earnestly pray that thou wouldst teach us more and more, each one of us, of to know thee and thy ways. Lord, help then, bring in those whom thou hast everlastingly loved to join this church. Oh, we do pray that there might be those, dear Lord, unashamed of thee, to put thee on in an open profession once more, to build up those things that are ready, or it looks like they're ready to perish. Oh Lord Jesus, come then, we beg this evening, and help us as we look to thee. The world has gone after the world, but dear Lord, may our hearts this evening come out after thee. Oh, may we be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. And may those things be resting upon our hearts so that we might be encouraged in the pathway that we are in. Lord, do help us then, and all that have a loving interest in this cause of truth, we thank thee for it. It is of thee, dear Lord, for our poor flesh has interest in everything else, but not for God. So we thank thee that the maintenance of this house continues. And dear Lord, we pray that thou would supply their every need according to thy riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, come now, help us with the singing of thy worthy praise, dear Lord. Open thy word to us, and may we be found in thy word and thy word in us. And Lord, may it be powerful in us. We do beg. May we have a sip of Bethlehem's well. Oh, we beg, Lord Jesus, this night, help us all. And any that may be listening over the internet, we pray for them. Lord, help them and be with them and strengthen them. And dear Lord, may they suffer no lack, but may thy word be precious to them. Help us each, for thy dear name's sake, dear Lord Jesus. Amen.
The notices for the opening week are that, God willing, Mr. Paul Tyler is engaged to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Joe Woodham's next Lord's Day evening. As helped, there will be a red address during the prayer meeting next Lord's Day and a red sermon during the morning service. Next Lord's Day is also the day appointed for our monthly collection. May we now be helped to continue our worship, singing together hymn 573, the tune Mannheim 679. Jesus is the one thing needful. I, without him, perish must. Gracious Spirit, make me heedful. Help me in his name to trust, and with pleasure in him as my portion boast. Hymn 573, June Mannheim 679.
May the dear Lord help me to say a few things from the chapter that we read, Psalm 68 and verse 19. The book of the Psalms, Psalm 68 and verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Psalm 68 verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Now this psalm could relate to many things. The coming up out of Egypt of the children of Israel, and how the Lord led them, and how he was with them at all times. It also is concerning the life of Jesus himself and the ascension into glory. But I want to look at this, blessed be the Lord. And now, as we gather this evening, friends, is there something that you can bless the Lord for? Is there something in your life that the Lord has done for you and you can bless him? You know what he says about his people, don't you? Blessed are they that trust in him. The man whom God chooses, he said, blessed is that man whom he chooses and causes to approach unto thee. But the psalmist here, he turns it completely round. And he said, we are to bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Now, what a wonderful thing this is. If you have, excuse me, something in your life that you can bless God for. Just one thing. There will be many things. But if there's that one thing, as you've just been singing, what a beautiful word that is. That one thing needful. You will bless God for that one thing needful. Because it is not of us. It has to come from him. And the things that come from him are so wonderful, aren't they? Because he sends them down so that we might bless his holy name. We come into those places where we can bless him. Now I want to look at just a few things. And David, the writer of this psalm or song, he was stopped. This David, as you know, was a warrior. He had blood on his hands. Therefore he wasn't allowed to build the temple, because God said that he had, he was a soldier really, and Solomon wasn't, and he was allowed to build the temple. But David here was on his, or not here, but David in his life was on his way to kill Nabal. He had it in his heart, the aggression that he had. He would have thought nothing of going to kill Nabal. Nabal had done wrong. He hadn't supplied David and his men with food or drink when they needed it most. They'd looked after the sheep, they'd looked after his herds for him and kept anybody from doing any harm to them, and Nabal never returned the favour. And I always admire Abigail. You know, the Lord has set these women in this book for our instruction. She went and she threw herself in front of David. And she said, oh my Lord. And she didn't want him to go and do what was in his heart. Abigail and Nabal were obviously married. She wanted the Lord to do it. She wanted everything to take place that the Lord would do, and David not have it on his conscience. And what I want to come to, friends, is how the Lord stops us in things. He actually stops us, and we bless his name for it. David could come out of that situation and say, blessed be God, who hath not allowed me to put my hand to it. And it's a wonderful thing to my heart that God works both ends. Always remember that, whatever you're in, God works both ends. He doesn't just work one way. He works in the enemies of God and he works in the people of God. And it's all for his own honour and glory. Because the people of God will never be moved. Never be moved. On the principles of grace, on the standing where they stand, and on the truths of the scriptures, they will never be moved. And God won't allow it. He won't allow it. I know there's been persecution before in our days, and I know many martyrs have gone to the stake, but they were not moved in what they believed. We seem to be living in a world where people don't really believe what they do believe. They don't really believe what they profess to believe. It's as though you can change your mind on your belief. It's as though if something hard comes, you can change how you believe. But not so with God. And he will stop those things where we go in the wrong way. He reroutes us. I want to be reverent, friends, but the Lord reroutes us to his way and not our way. He does. We have many things in our lives, many things in our hearts that we think, and we come across that word, don't we? The way of man is not in himself. And the poor flesh says, but I'm going this way. He says, I'm going to do this. This is the way I believe God is leading me. We have to be very careful to bring God into these things. Very careful. Unless he's actually leading you, unless by faith he's helped you to believe, we have to be careful if we take up something and it's not of him. Blessed be God. I really believe, friends, in all of our lives, we will bless the Lord for stopping us. We will bless him for stopping us in different things in our lives. Just a personal thing, something I walked in and I really felt the Lord had led me into it. And it went nowhere. I was confused and amazed and I couldn't lay things straight. I thought the Lord had led me into it. He stopped me. Completely stopped me. And he changed my route completely. And I came to bless his name for it. I came to thank him. But at the time I didn't. At the time, friends, the hymn writer says, and I want to say this rightly before God, but the hymn writer, I believe it's the hymn writer, says this, that we, our very heart would tear him from the throne. We would actually tear him from the throne because we feel that he's done wrong in our lives. But when he shows you more of your life, and further on down the way, you come back with a humble heart. You come back and you are repenting, don't you? And how you see that he was right. And you bless him for it. If he'd let you carry on in your vein, if he'd let you carry on, you might be there today. You might be thinking, I'm going this way, whatever it costs. I'm doing it. But beware when he stops you. Beware of rebelling against him. He's doing it for a reason. He's doing it for a purpose. He's doing it so that you should be brought to his feet and bless his holy name. This is why he's doing it, friends. He shall have the glory, not you and me. Listen, when they come up out of Egypt, he said, lest they glory in themselves and say their own arm brought them up out. Isn't that you and me? Our own arm got us this. Our own strength got it. No, God says, no, it didn't. No, it didn't. And he brings his people. Gideon, you think how close the Lord brings his people to the enemy. The Midianites, I don't want to stray from this word, but the Midianites down in the valley, how close did God allow them to come to Gideon? They were quite a distance. They were quite a distance. And it was Gideon who blessed the Lord. The enemy didn't. I often think of poor Gideon in his weakness, and yet the Lord said he's a mighty man of valour. Couldn't have found a more weakling, could he? He couldn't have chosen more of a weakling than Gideon, and yet he calls him a mighty man of valour because he was going to do his work for him. And how timid are the people of God? Moses, not me, Lord, don't send me. Don't let me do it. How timid they are, but they all rest on the Lord and they come to this place. Blessed be the Lord. You think, friends, if you and I have come to this place in our lives, like I said, just once, but it won't be just once. If the Lord brings you here, it won't be just once you say, blessed is the Lord. It will be a continual thing. So we see it over and over again in the people's lives, don't we? Where the Lord stops them, or where the Lord doesn't allow them to go too far. I like that word. I wondered if the Lord would allow me to bring it here this evening, but he didn't. Thus far shalt thou go, and no further, no further. You're not going to go any further. You've gone far enough. Now shall thy proud ways be stopped. Blessed be the Lord that he's in control of us. Blessed be the God of heaven that he rules our hearts. He rules our families. He rules our lives. He rules our circumstances. He rules everything. Oh, you will bless him, friends. I really believe there's coming a day when the people of God will really bless him for what he's done for them. In every aspect. And especially, as I commence with, rerouting our pathways. I think of Paul going down to Bithynia. I'm going to Bithynia to preach the gospel. Why stop him? Why stop Paul? One of the greatest preachers that ever lived, that ever walked this earth, apart from the Lord Jesus. He's going down to Bithynia to preach the gospel. Surely there's a door open. No. No.
The Lord shuts him.
And a man of Macedonia appears to him in the night and says, come over and help us, Paul. The Lord changed him in a moment. Do we hear of Paul rebelling against God? Do we hear him of not listening? He goes straightway to Macedonia. Blessed be the Lord. You know, those of you who know him, you do bless him, don't you? You do thank him with all your heart, don't you? I know there are those things in their life that he hasn't made straight yet. I know there are those crooked things that you long for him to make straight. You may see it, you may not, but you will bless him that he's heard your voice. You will bless him that he's going before you. Many have died in faith, you do know that, don't you? Many prayers are laid up for the family of God. They're not all seen, not all the answers are seen. They die in faith, believing that he is able. That's the thing. That's what we have here. Blessed be the Lord that he's still performing these things, and he will continue to perform them. I want to move on, but it's just, I can't express what it is to bless the Lord. I can't express it, friends. In those dark places where the Lord has led you, and in those places where there's no hope, no help, nobody, and yet he's brought you out to bless him. He's brought you out to bring glory to his name. He's brought you out so that you, yes, you, who had your hands in chains with the door locked, he's brought you out to put the crown on his head. A free man. We read of it, don't we? God's free man. Oh, you will. Blessed be the Lord. Bless him. You know, Rahab, she brought the spies. They came to her house and she sent them back a different way. How did she know to send them back a different way? Did she know what was going to happen? Of course she didn't. She was a poor sinner. But she sent them a different way so that they wouldn't be captured. The wise men going down to Bethlehem, they went one way via the kingdom, didn't they? Via the palace. And Herod said, come back and tell me where he's born. And in a dream, down in Bethlehem, don't go back Herod's way, go back another way. Blessed be the Lord. These are great stories, great accounts in the scriptures, but it relates to you and me. Our everyday life, this relates to us. What is the Lord doing with you? Why have you had to go there? Why have you had to do this? Why is that happening in your life? So that you should bless him. That's the reason. I felt really confirmed that when your deacon gave out that first hymn. It's a very solemn hymn. But listen, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us. Friends, you sang daily panting. This is it, isn't it? This religion mine. A daily religion. Daily, friends. Constantly. You know how long a day is, don't you? 24 hours. How long's the next day? 24 hours. How long's the next day? 24 hours. So where's the gap in between then? There is no gap. Daily. Daily. Daily panting. You sang it, I heard you. Did you really mean it? Daily panting in his likeness to appear. Friend, what high language this is. What about the times in your day when you're not daily panting? What about the hours that you forget God? What about the night seasons? When you've got no thought about him at all. Daily panting. So that did help as I thought of this word. Daily loadeth us. I don't know where to start. I don't actually know where to start, friends. You and I are out of hell. You and I are actually out of hell. You say, whatever do you mean? If the Lord had been just, we would have been in hell years ago. If he did not have a substitute for us, if he did not have forgiveness, we would have been in hell. A place that you can never get out of. And remember that, you won't get out of it. You won't get out of it. It's not a passing thing that's for a few years, a sentence like passed in prison. All the prisoners are waiting till their time's up. All of them. They have a hope that one day they will get out. Doesn't matter how long the sentence is, they hope that one day they will get out. There is no getting out of the place of the lost. Blessed be the Lord. Oh, bless his name, friends. That he made a way in himself whereby he might daily load us. Daily. And it is only because of him. It is only because of him. You know that, don't you? That you have anything. Anything at all. But when we look at daily, it is something that, well, I feel so ashamed at times. I feel that I come so far short. Not that I don't want to be right, not that my desires are not there, but I find something in my flesh working against it. I find something that is working so against it, it wants me to forget God. It actually, this flesh wants me to forget who he is. He wants me to forget the blessings that he gives us daily. It's just so in us, isn't it? It's inherent. And yet there's something else working with it that whispers, he's daily doing it for you. Friend, he's daily doing it. And when you take on things, and we all take on things in life, don't we? We all take on those things that are far too much for us. As we analyse our lives, there's not many things that we take on that we can say that we can really cope with it. It's easy. And we take it on and carry on with it. No, it's to find that God daily loads us with strength. He daily loads us with wisdom. He daily loads us with those things that we need for that task in our lives. So many have desired to have strength for the weak. But the Lord won't give it. You know, some blessings the Lord won't give only as he has decreed it. Strength equal to our day. Wisdom equal to our day. Blessed be the Lord. I just say this, friends, isn't it sad? When the Lord does everything for you. Look what he's done for you in your lives. Some of you especially, you know the presence of God. You know what he's done for you. And yet you don't bless him. You don't bless him. I'll tell you what, friend, you owe him a lot. You owe him a lot of blessing. You do. You do. If you had to make up for what you've missed in blessing God, you'd spend the rest of your days here below praising him for what he's done for you. Not half-heartedly. On Wednesday I had a good time. On Friday morning. Friend, we owe him more than that. Now you're going to say to me, but it's all by the Spirit. It is by the Spirit. It is. But even naturally we should bless him for the abundance of his mercy toward us. The abundance of it, friends. Well, all I can say is, when did you last fall on the floor with your heart full of love to the dear Lord and bless him for all he's done for you? But he goes over to say, daily loadeth us with benefits. You know, I don't really know what to say. I don't, friends. Because I know the benefits the Lord gives us. I know that they're from day to day. I know that when you get up in the morning, he has everything laid out for you. You don't have to sort anything out. Nothing at all. Yes, you go through the day doing your daily chores. But he's sorted everything out daily. As you need it, he will send it. He loads your pathway. He absolutely loads it. He never gives half what you need. Never. He'll always give either exactly what you need or more. Oh, how we've proved this time and time again in providence, friends. When we've needed something most, when we know the total and nobody else in the world knows the total, and God sends it, or he sends more. Why doesn't he send less? We don't deserve as much as we need. Why doesn't he just send less? Because he loves you. He sends exactly what you need or more. Daily loadeth us. Have you ever seen somebody carrying something that's too heavy for them? Oftentimes on the building, especially when I was on there, I used to see these men, and they would try to carry two men's weights on their shoulders. They would just try to do it. And slowly as they got down the road, their legs started to buckle, and they got lower and lower and lower. Now I think, what a beautiful sight that is. What a beautiful sight that is. They used to try and carry two bags of cement on one shoulder. But by the time they got to the shed, they'd almost bent double because they couldn't carry it. Now you put that spiritually. The Lord loadeth us. What's he doing to us? He loads us so much, friends. You get down, 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 down to his feet. You do. He makes sure you can't carry his mercies. They're too much. You go right down to his feet and thank him. Oh, he daily loads us with so many providential things, doesn't he? When you look across the world, friends, Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Why? Because they're starving, stretching their hands out to God. There's nowhere else they can stretch them out to but to heaven. And what about you and me? Have you blessed him for your meal this evening? It comes right down to that, friends. Have you really blessed him for the food you've had today? He daily loadeth us. Why? I speak personally, but we moan or groan if you go to the cupboard and there's milk's run out. Don't you? You're upset if something's not there. You desire something to eat and you go there and it's not there, you have to have something else. My friend will supply your need. This is the beauty of it. Jesus loads us with benefits. Daily loads us. It's not all, how do I put it? It's not all favourable benefits either. Sometimes he'll give you something that is a benefit to you, but it doesn't feel like it. Doesn't feel like it. Those things that God calls benefits, we don't. We don't, friends. But it's a benefit, but because it keeps us. It keeps us from straying away from him. He might send some affliction, he might send some cross, he might send some temptation. And it's a benefit. It's a benefit. He loads your shoulders well with it. Why? To keep you from straying. You can't get away if you're loaded, can you? You can't get away if you've got a lot on your heart, can you? Daily loadeth us. I like that what Jesus says. And he says this, doesn't he? For those that love him. He says, let him take up his cross. Once a week. Just once a week. And follow me. Take up his cross when he wants to. No. Take up his cross daily. Daily. Follow me. You say, well, that's not a benefit. Oh, my friend. You'll realise more and more what a benefit it is. When the Lord lays something upon you that keeps you close to him. It will keep you close to him. It will. Oh, you'll call him blessed then, won't you? You know, oftentimes, daily loadeth us with benefits. I must just say this. I was in a situation where I couldn't get out of it years ago. And the Lord caused me to understand the patience of a spider. You might think this is ridiculous, but to my soul it wasn't. That spider was in a corner in a cupboard and he never moved. never moved. And every time I went in there, he was still in there waiting. And do you know, that taught me such a lesson. Wait for me. Just wait for me. It was for a long time. What that spider was eating, I don't know, because he stayed alive. But if ever an animal taught me patience, that did. To continue in the Lord's way and wait for me. And the day came. Oh, the day came, friends, when I blessed the Lord. I really blessed him for daily giving me patience watching that spider. We want these great big fanciful things, don't we? People want these flashes from heaven. It's nothing like that. Go to the anthill, sluggard. Go to these small creatures. Ask the fowl, ask the fish. They will tell you. They will tell you of me. And when the Lord gives you these things, it's a benefit to us. It is. But then, just briefly, the time goes so quick, doesn't it? Benefits of the cross. The precious cross of Jesus. Look at the benefits that flow to the church from Jesus. No cross, no crown. You know that, don't you? You do know that, don't you, friends? No cross, no crown. There won't be a crown unless you know the cross of Calvary. Unless that cross and that person that hung upon that tree is yours and yours alone, there'll be no crown. You won't bless him at the end. But if he is mine, if the work of God in the person of the Lord Jesus is yours, there will be a crown. There'll be a crown, friends. The benefits that flow through the precious Lord Jesus. The benefits of his forgiveness. The benefits of pardon and peace. Do you know, I used to hear the dear old saints at the Dicker. And they used to say certain words were pregnant with the mercies of God. And I couldn't understand what they were talking about. I did not understand what that word meant. How can a word be pregnant with the mercy of God? Now I understand. You look at this word benefit. It's pregnant with all the mercies of God. And I want to speak rightly, friends, but if somebody is pregnant, if a lady is pregnant, they go full term and then they give birth. Your turn is coming when these benefits will be born to you. And they will come because of the travail in your heart, because of the travail that you've been through. You too will receive the benefits of this precious Jesus through this word. Daily load is up with benefits. You know, you might see others and they benefit from different things, don't they? And I feel sad sometimes. I really must say this, friends, but I feel sad sometimes that the people of God are left to boast in what they've got. They're left to boast. They've got the best of the best and they can boast about it. And they say, look at what the Lord has given me. But there's no bringing the crown to the Lord. There's no blessing the Lord for it. And it's so sad. But if you wait like a poor sinner waiting at the foot of the cross to receive the benefits that are waiting there for you. You know, I didn't understand a lot, friends. I really didn't. I was brought up to chapel and I didn't understand it. And I'm pleased I didn't understand it. It's the only way we can really understand it is when the Lord shows us. It's the only way that we can receive the truth into our own hearts is when the Lord shows us. We can know it and read it. We can talk about it. But when he shows us in our hearts the benefits that flow through the cross of Calvary, they can't flow anywhere else. There is no other channel. There's no other channel whereby the benefits of Jesus come to us. God cannot bless a man outside of Christ. He cannot bless him with anything here on earth outside of Christ. We know that. Our God is a consuming fire. Outside of Christ, our God is a consuming fire. In Christ, we can receive every benefit that is stored up in eternity for poor sinners, through him. All these precious benefits that the Lord has in store. And I really feel, friends, that this is what keeps the child of God going. Not because they think that they're going to get more providential things. I don't mean that at all. I mean, but for the next taste of the dying love of Jesus. For the next taste of something of his precious blood. For the next taste of that he tells you that he loves you. For that next taste, you'll keep going. You will. You'll keep going right till your dying day. You will keep going for that next token until it comes. I spoke to a man the other day, and he said to his mother's 90 something, and she said all she keeps saying is, "I've got nothing, I've got nothing." But she's waiting. She's waiting. She's waiting for something. And when that something comes of this benefit through a precious Redeemer, when that thing comes that she so desires, she'll be gone. She'll be gone, friends. And this is how the Lord brings his people, and he keeps drawing them and drawing them and drawing them to himself over and over again. The Lord doesn't get more precious because he can't get more precious. He is what he is. But to the sinner, that preciousness grows. He reveals himself just a little bit more to you. Just a little bit more. And you go out after him again. And then when you find him, he gives you just a little bit more, and you go out after him again. So that at the end of the day, you will be able to say, and you may not be able to say it yet, you may have said it in your life, but you will be able to say this with the song, Solomon's song. He is altogether lovely. Altogether. He's shown me himself through life, bit by bit. And I want to be right, but that's exactly what it is. He shows you a little bit of aspect of his life there. He shows you a bit of his aspect of his life there. And in the end you say he's altogether lovely. These are the benefits that flow, friends. These are the things that come forth from the benefits of the cross. What benefits have you got? If you were to come up the front and to tell the congregation, what benefits have you received from the Redeemer yourself? I don't mean about everybody else. I don't mean what you've read about somebody. This is a problem, and I do feel it's a problem. There's a lot of reading, and there's a lot of grasping hold of someone else's testimony. It will not stand you in good stead for eternity. It will not do you any good. It won't, for time or eternity, because it is theirs. We must have something of our own. It must be ours. It must be sealed to our hearts. Daily loadeth us with benefits. What have you got to say? What has anybody got to say about the Lord giving them something of himself? I heard of a man, it's so lovely, friends, and I really believe it should be done. They that know the Lord often spake one to another, and they don't. They don't. This man told me that he was in such trouble, and he was on his way to work, and he didn't really know how to face the people there. And the Lord gave him a view of a thorn-crowned head. And he was able to continue. He said it was such a sight of the dear Redeemer's head. And he said I could continue in the pathway that I was in. Just I don't want to say tiny, it's a wrong word. But just a view by faith of his head. And that man would go for years on that. But then, another aspect, Thomas. Look at Thomas. I won't believe unless the Lord shows me. The Lord is going to show you something that is so great of the benefits of his cross and the pardon of sin. And he said, Thomas, have you been a Thomas? I won't believe unless I see. I won't believe. 8 days afterwards, the Lord comes and he appears. Thomas? He comes straight to Thomas. He doesn't call anybody else. Thomas, behold my hands and my feet. This is a benefit to us, friends. These are great benefits. It's not to have money in your purse or your bank or your wallet. It's not that. It's not to have all the cards that you can have all up and down the banks. It's not that at all. The benefits are from heaven. The Lord, the earth is the Lord's, the gold is the Lord's, the cattle upon a thousand hills are the Lord's. If you need it, He'll give it to you. If you really need it, friends, He'll give you 1,000 cattle. If you really needed it. But when we come to the benefits of the beauties of a precious Christ, He said to Thomas, behold my hands and my feet. Look at me, Thomas. He said, and thrust thy hand into my side. Thomas had more than he could have had if the Lord had given him the whole world. If the Lord had said, Thomas, you can have the whole world, or you can view what I'm just about to show you. Thomas had more. Lay these things to heart, friends, because sometimes those things do sparkle in the world, don't they? And our heart has a passion for them. Our heart goes out after them. But the new heart, the changed heart, the heart of flesh, all it wants is to see Jesus. That's all it wants. That's all it wants, is to see those precious hands, those precious feet, that precious side. His lips, the words of His lips are like honey. Drop him, friends, into the soul of a sinner. Benefits? What do you know about a benefit from God? What do you really know, friends, about benefits from God? Could you point to one another days in your life, daily, loadeth you? Could you point to one or two days where the Lord has shown Himself to you in a most precious way? And you wouldn't give that day to anybody, would you? You would keep that for yourselves forever, wouldn't you? That day when He loaded your soul with all you could cope with. He loaded you with all the mercy that you could cope with. And it was yours. It was yours. These are wondrous things because the Lord is still doing it. We read in one of the chapters, I can't think what book it is now, but we read of the days of our espousals. When the Lord fills your little cup so full, it overflows and you can't get any more in. I spoke the other evening from Samson. We had nothing in his hand. And something so struck me while I was preaching. I must tell you, because it's so choice. When Samson went and killed the lion, and he didn't tell his mother and father, and it says he had nothing in his hand when he killed the lion, he went back and he filled his hands with honey. And it so struck me that man, he only got the honey out of the lion because he had empty hands. If he had something of the world in his hands, he wouldn't have been able to take all the honey. But he scooped up the honey out of this lion, and he had so much that he went and took it to his mother and father and he gave them. It was dripping over his hands. He couldn't hold it. It was so much. And they took of the honey and they still didn't ask him where he got it from. Oh, these beautiful benefits He daily loadeth me. Daily. Even the God of our salvation. I won't go into that too much, but I did just see this evening when I was looking at this word again. And it says Selah afterwards. Which we know, don't we, means pause. Pause. Your deacon said when we sung that first hymn, he said we shouldn't just read over these words, we should see what they really mean and take it in. In other words, pause. And friend, this is exactly what this means here. There is a pause between the next verse. In other words, don't move on quickly. Pause and see what the Lord has done for you in your lives. Day in your lives. This God of salvation is working salvation in the people's hearts today. And if you and I are being drawn close to Jesus, it is because He is working salvation for us. He is, friends. Salvation isn't an old-fashioned story that's passed now. It's still going on. The work of God is still going on. He is still preparing his people to go to a prepared place. I'll leave you with it, but it's a beautiful word, this, isn't it? Because we can see this. You know, friends, you can see this even if your eyes aren't opened. You can see this if you, the Lord has never opened your eyes. You can see this naturally. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. But if the Lord opens your eyes, you won't be able to contain the joy within yourself that he's still loading you with benefits, spiritual benefits. Our chapels might be emptying. They might be emptying. But the storehouse isn't. It's exactly the same as when they started drawing off of it in Abraham's day. It's exactly the same. And it will be all the way to the last person. That storehouse is full. And he daily loads his people. Oh, how humbled we should be before him, shouldn't we? Why? That there's something for me. Something for me. Something for you. Something for time. Something for eternity. And I'll say, which I've said before at home, I was so tempted when the Lord first blessed me that it wasn't real and the devil would take it away. And a letter came through the door. The postman had carried this message all the way in his bag from the post office, and he carried it all the way up round our estate, and he pulled the letter out and he posted it through our door. And it said this, not on the front, on the back, once given can never be taken away. And it settled it, broke the snare. That man had carried that without even knowing he was carrying the word of God to me. There I was struggling, really struggling, friends, in my inner self, that it was all wrong. And one letter through the door sorted it all out. He daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. May the dear Lord forgive anything that's been said amiss. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing together hymn 471, hymn 471, to the tune Keswick, number 38. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Let me attest thy power, let me thy goodness prove, till my full soul can hold no more of everlasting love. Hymn 471, tune Keswick 38.
My head with joy.
dear Lord, and we do so thank thee for thy help once again. We thank thee for thy word, and dear Lord, we do thank thee for the flowing together. Oh, we pray then that thou wouldst help us now, be with us as we go back out into the world for tomorrow and the days following. Lord, keep with us, we do beg, and keep us from ourselves. Watch over us each and help us. And Lord, bless thy people here abundantly. We pray that they might daily prove those benefits from thee. Lord, in every aspect of their lives, help us each. Now may the grace of the dear Lord Jesus and the love of God and the sweet fellowship and communion of thy Holy Spirit rest and remain with us, now and forever. Amen.